It's time for Struds On Beer.
There's a bouquet of enjoyment coming in my mouth there.
The gym.
Tank tops on guys are starting to bother me at the gym. There I said it. It really is bothering me. I don't know what it is lately.
Drake.
Sit down, drink your popcorn, and that's it.
It's time for Struds On.
D-Man Specialist. So as you know by now, Clefbaum is out for 3 weeks. So let's call that 8 to 10 games, somewhere in there, whatever it ends up being. So those are left with a pairing in Nurse and Bear that have been playing well together, and they seem to be good together. After that, it seems like Jones will play up with Larson. And can he swallow 20, 22 minutes a night on a regular basis? I hope so. And I'm sure others are hoping that as well. And then you got to figure out the power play. It sounds like Nurse might get the power play time, not Bear. And then you look at that third pairing with Lagesson and Benning. Then they've got Rusty coming in at some point. Lagesson, obviously there. And then they called up Evan Bouchard. But I kind of had this epiphany after I heard of Bouchard getting picked up. And I normally would be very much against this, but based on where we're at right now with this Oilers team and some of the pieces they have on that back end, some of the guys can do some things really well, but maybe other things not as well. Greggs, I know this, I'm going to have to poke you off the ice when I say that, pick you off the ground when I say this. I'm suggesting the Oilers go with 7 defensemen and they go with specialists. So the reason I want to do that is I'm concerned about the ice time that Nurse/Bear are going to get 5-on-5. And when you add it more for the power play time to Nurse, I think it could really hurt his, not only during the streak when Clefbaum's out, but when Clefbaum comes back, he might be a little bit fatigued. So this is what I'm suggesting. You create a situation where you have 7 defensemen out there. You take out, maybe Patrick Russell. The 11 forwards get a little more ice time. And, that bottom six can swallow a little bit more, or bottom nine can swallow, or I guess it'd be bottom eight can swallow a little more ice time if they have to spread it out a little bit more. And this is what I'm suggesting. And I know that he has not done it. But can they use Evan Bouchard in certain situations, some offensive zone starts, get him out there to create some offense with certain lines, but then use him as the power play quarterback for this team? And I know he hasn't played with this group. I know that he hasn't been out there for bring that puck up. But if you can show him video, get him going a little bit in practice on that power play, if he can just take 2-3 minutes off of that power play time of Darnell Nurse or what Clefbaum used to use, I think that will keep Nurse's minutes down so he can be used. Because he's going to jump up from where he's at right now. So if you can add those extra 2 or 3 minutes of 5-on-5 time, then you add more for the power play time, Greggs, you're getting up really high. So I am suggesting that they get him prepared and mentally ready to play him in that situation. Same goes with Rusty when he comes back and he plays some penalty kill. And I think this is a way of monitoring and managing the ice time for Nurse and Bear. Your thoughts, World, and Gregor and Connor.